go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation. This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
Hey, all right, now, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter, I think you know his name. Ladies and gentlemen, the Patriot Street Fighter.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
I thought so. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another amazing Reawaken America Tour event. Clay Clark has done this country an amazing service by bringing this force of energy right up to the front of the conversation that needs to be had with the deep state cabal powers in this country and the world that are now in their death spiral. These bastards are now going down because of you people. So, yes, right, freedom, there's my man. So, I want to do a special introduction. My girl's here. Where's my security team? Hey, where's Colleen? So, I want to make a real quick introduction. One of my inspirations in life. Stay. Right there. So, I was born amongst four sisters, two in front of me, two behind me. I was a minority in a sorority. Throw my mother in there, it's 5-1. Right. Needless to say, I won. But my oldest sister knows what it's like to come up in under the same roof as a general. All of you know my pop, who we obviously lost in this battle, took no excuses, and my sister was born with underdeveloped optic nerves, has no vision in one eye, about 10% in the other eye. Tough in school, set in the front row, kids make fun of her, can't see the board. My family was like, figure it out. Trying to figure out homework, looking at a book, you know, very tough, difficult. Got to figure it out. Need to hook up my stereo. You got to figure it out. The general took no excuses. This girl just retired at 60, never took a disability check, had her own job, working at Penn State University, has her own home, no excuses. That's my sister, Colleen McKay Rumberger. That is my inspiration, no excuses. Thank you, sis. Much love to you. So anyways, most of you know my story. I'll try to run through it very fast, but my lessons in life came with catastrophic consequences. I've been in a number of startup companies over 25 years. Prior to that, I was on a national competitive bodybuilding stage, walked away from that because I knew I was supposed to be a naval or marine aviator. I was a guaranteed candidate, had a flight spot set up because I had great scores in my athletic background, etc. Dick Cheney, the cabal puppet of the Kazarian mobsters, was DefSec under Bush 1, another trafficking Nazi, and child trafficking killer, rapist, as I've said on a tipping point from day one. If we're going to get to the truth, let's call it like it is. George H.W. Bush is a drug trafficking, child rapist, pedophile, leader of the Fourth Reich, Nazi. That's how we win this, when we get to the point and not be afraid to tell the world who these people are. There should never be another Bush in power. That was a hit by the Kazarian mobsters in New York City, all of it orchestrated inside our own government. You have to come to the conclusion and grips with the fact that the governments of the world are at war with their own people. From top to bottom, Russell J. Gold met with 83 ambassadors. Every one of them admitted our governments are at war with our own people. Every aspect of governing architecture in this country does one thing: makes your life more difficult, right down to the local level. You got to walk into a building department to get a permit. Somebody on the other side has become part of a culture to make your life difficult, that you've got to get a permit and kiss somebody's ass to put a new window in your own house. Think about this. This is where we are today. You walk into a store, somebody has a certain attitude, you need something done, you need some help, they just don't want to help you. Why am I talking about this? It's not their fault. This is what the Kazarian Mafia has built over 1,400 years, a psychological profile to do two things. Limit the power of human potential and make sure you never discover the power of the Christ consciousness inside of you. I went through these for a long time, these processes. 1999, I walked away from God. Born again Christian at 14, 300 days a year, reading my book. 99, I said, you know what, I'm done. Drop the anvil on me, I'm out. I've had enough. I'm not going to live with this guilt, fear. I'm living like a good man, and I'm not getting that big whammy to hit me. Quantum physics became my Bible. Epistemology, metaphysics, different philosophies, religions, I'd studied for years. I go down this path for a number of years. I finally started to see a blueprint of everything. What's the game plan? How do we get something out of this life? How do we deliver something of value? Then, that day, 2014, April 26th, I laid a Harley-Davidson into the side of a van at 50 miles an hour. I knew it was over when it was happening. As I came in, laid it on its side, my brain said, you're dead. The other half of my brain said, lay it on the ground, slow it down at least. When I hit, the underside of the engine and the frame hit, blew up through me like a rocket, blew my pelvis off my spine, blew it open in the front, broke my femur in seven pieces, rotated my left foot counterclockwise, and ankle sprain. Tear is nearly fully severed, destroyed that. Vertebrae, ribs, every organ in my body was in massive trauma, except my head, because I didn't hit my head. So I'm laying face down on the road, all kinds of weird stuff going on. I'm not breathing. I realize that. Figured a downward force severed my lungs because blood's coming out of my mouth. I'm laying face down on the road. I could get my elbow up, lift my head up, snap my quick release, look around, see a fence, see the two guys that were driving the van watching me like this on the curb. And I knew I was going to die. My brain said, here's what's happening. You're not breathing. You're going to die. I looked at these guys like, they're going to watch me die. No judgments whatsoever. I just settled into this peaceful state because of studying quantum physics, I got my hands around how the architecture of this universe works, God's universe. Peace settled over me, laid my forehead down in the road. I knew I'd fade to black in about 40 seconds. So that happens. It's the most surreal experience we all go through, what that feels like, that your life is leaving your body. So at some point, as you fade out, it's slower than anesthesia where you just conk out and go to sleep. Wake up like, what happened? So then I started hearing this horrible noise, and my brain was like, what the hell is that? Where's the white light? Where's the white light? Next thing I know, at some point, I'm fading back in, and I realize I'm still alive. And my brain said, holy shit, you're still alive. And then it began. They got me to a trauma center in time before I bled out. It was a nightmare of epic proportions. Morristown Trauma Center saved my life. They didn't expect me to survive the foot reattachment. Once they did that, they didn't expect me to survive opening my leg up, tearing it apart, putting a plate on the outside of my leg. I've got metal hold my ankle together. I have 2 6-inch screws into my pelvis anchored into my spine to hold it on, and I'm plated in the front. I got a spinal fusion L5-S1. I wake up 11 days to a catastrophic nightmare. I go from being a lifelong high-performance athlete to this pile of wreckage trapped in this hall that I can't get out of. That's after I could get over the 3 weeks of wanting to die because of the pain. They would walk in to turn me. My blood pressure would skyrocket. My resting heart rate at 125 would go to 225 because I knew what was coming. They were going to turn me. And I was like a rickety picnic table where the bolts were loose. They would cry tears on my sheets because they saw this big, strong man crying. Please, please hurry. Please, please hurry. About 3 weeks after that, the person I was married to at the time brought up to me what our future was going to look like based on my injuries. Like, perfect timing, right? Hence the word ex-wife. So I remember this person saying to me, bringing this up, and I just looked over, and I said, look, you know me. I know how bad this is, and I really didn't. I was paralyzed on my left side. That I knew how bad the whole thing was. I didn't quite yet know. But I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to allow this to be a liability in my life. I'm going to turn this into an asset. I don't know how, but I'm going to turn this into an asset. So, thank you. And of course, automatically, the ball started bouncing my way because 8 months later, I'm now homeless, crippled, penniless, lost my company. And because somebody decided to cancel my health insurance out of spite just before the crash, and it was going to kick in 5 days after the trauma, nearly $500,000 debt fell right at my feet. I've never bankrupted it. So anyways, to shorten the story, a friend of mine in California takes me in, former client of mine, elderly gentleman, because I refused the disability check. I could not have my brain buying into the fact that I was disabled. It was so bad that I had to eat eggshells for a couple of years to try to get enough protein in my body to heal my bones. So I had a 5-year comeback. I went to war in this wreckage every single day because I understand one thing. The power of the Christ consciousness is alive. It works. I'm going to show the world that this is true. It's not bullshit. Christ said, you will do all of these works and even greater works than I. Is he a bullshitter? He was trying to tell us what he had discovered on his 17-year walkabout in prayer, meditation, studying with Buddhists, shamans, monks, becoming in a position of high consciousness, telling these Khazarian mobsters, what became later the Khazarian mobsters, the power structure. Stop listening to these people. Go inside. God is inside. Hear all gods is what he said. Go inside. We're looking everywhere else to find our way to our Creator. It's purely an inside job. I knew that. Shortly thereafter, I have an experience one night. I don't have time to get into it, but the hand of my Creator touched me on my shoulder, stirred me in the middle of the night. I wouldn't come out of it like you don't come out of a dream you don't want to end. And I just remember saying in my head, is this you? And that wave of light hit my entire body from my hair to my feet on my left side, changed the world for me. The next day when I woke up, I had the first time in my life I had inner peace. I had even a greater love for humanity as part of my nature all of my life. So 5-year comeback, epic comeback. I end up leaving Los Angeles, moved to Dallas. Phase one accomplished. I'm walking again. Phase two, I'm working again. Phase three, I'm riding again. I get my new Harley Davidson cherry, twisted cherry colored street glide special. 2.5 months I had that bike looking up. I told you we would do it. So coming downtown Dallas, July 26, 2019, coming through an intersection, major intersection. Downtown Dallas, 2 guys in a big Texas pickup truck blows through the light. I'm completely vulnerable, drills me, high speed. I'm flying through the air now. Bikes under me flying through the air, about 30 feet headed for a curb like Superman. I thought, I don't think I'm going to get out of this one. I don't make it out. So anyhow, however I landed, I just remember I hit on my back. Bike's laying here, wheels spinning, RPMs are revved up. And I just looked around. I saw I landed in grass, and my brain's like, holy shit, I just landed in the only patch of grass in downtown Dallas, right? Things were looking up. So right here, there's a plate that goes right from here to here. Right below it, my femur went like this, a clean break. They gave me 30% chance to keep my Herman Munster now foot boot, all right? Very short because of the break. Now it breaks right here. It flops down, turned in, foot's turned inward. And I looked at this mess. I'm like, they're going to take it this time. I'm going to lose the leg. I end up in a trauma center telling my story, and I said, listen, just give me one more chance. I promise you, I will come back. They're looking at the scans. I'm laying over here in the bed, and I'm looking up at God. I'm like, are you shitting me? Like, I thought we had an agreement here. So I watch these guys looking at the scans. My whole body's getting scanned, and I see these two surgeons over there. Things are lit up, and they're looking like this. And like, I was like, holy Mary, Mother of God. So they kept my leg. It was a pretty tough run, same thing. Just moved into an apartment, finally was living on my own again. Now, I couldn't even furnish it, couldn't bring anything in, because now I'm 3 weeks later, I'm in this condition. So we go on attack again. And here's what happens. Most people get in pain in life in any way, physical, emotional, etc. They quit. They recede. I don't want the pain. I had to ramp the pain up times 10 on this wreckage to make it work again. But here's what we did. Every day was warfare for me. I don't care what they tell me. I know the power of the Christ consciousness. I'm going to make this work. So once I did, now I get, anybody see that out here in the northwest corner, Cinderella's sitting out there with a trailer. Patriot Street Fighter motorcycles now out there, the Harley Davidson. My friends went crazy. I will talk over this, believe me. My friends went crazy. They went nuts because now I'm showing my new bike. My one friend, John, went nuts. He said, what in the hell is wrong with you? Are you out of your mind? Have you not learned anything from all this? I said, you're damn right I have. He said, what have you learned? I said, what I've learned is I'm impossible to kill. That's what I've learned. Everything in life is a mindset. Everything this power structure has been doing to you all of your lives, your parents, your grandparents, and the people far before them, they've been doing this to humanity all of our lives. It is a game plan to take down humanity. Well, guess what? There is another plan underway. That underway plan is we the people. We are rising in this world. It is time we take back our power. Stop waiting for Christ to drop down on the planet and save you. We tacked him on a cross. He saved you. You're a born-again Christian. He saved you. It is now time for you to save yourself, because if you do not fight, we lose a country. And as long as I have this tomahawk raining a shitstorm down on all these scumbags, I guarantee you, we don't lose. We win this time for all the marbles. Thank you. Love all of you. Now you can bring that music up.
I help. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, that's Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McCabe!
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's Chief of Staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to beautiful Branson, Missouri on November 4th and 5th. Again, we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to Branson, Missouri on November 4th and 5th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America Tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, and Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.
All right, Angelina, how old are you?
13.
Joey, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Joey, what's your relationship to me?
So I go to school with your daughter, and
okay.
I work for you.
And who is this person?
This is your daughter.
That's right. Okay. And we have MyPillow products in our home, thanks to Mike Lindell. And what we're doing today, guys, is we are joined here in the studio because I want to encourage everybody that it is starting right now, Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. Today on. And so what I encourage everyone to do now is I want you to go to MyPillow.com. People ask me all the time, they say, how can I support the tour? How can I help the Reawaken America tour? You go to MyPillow.com. Let me show you real quick here. You go to MyPillow.com. And I'm going to do it right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Pull up the website. Feeling the flow. Working it. Logging onto my account.
Feeling the
flow. Clicking it. Okay, so MyPillow.com. And Joey, do you own any MyPillow? You know, MyPillow.com/Clay. So MyPillow.com/Clay. That'll get you a discount off of everything right there. Again, MyPillow.com/Clay. Joey, do you own any MyPillow products?
I do not.
Okay. Well, that means that you need to get started. You need to go up there to MyPillow.com/Clay. And if you buy anything at all on MyPillow.com, it helps support the Reawaken America Tour. Angelina, do you have any MyPillow products?
Yeah, I have slippers, and then I have a couple pillows.
You got slippers, you got pillows?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I don't have any other stuff.
Do we have cat beds?
Mom, do they sell this?
Yeah, they sell cat beds. They sell mattresses.
We do have cat beds.
And listen, have you purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
That's the problem. You guys got to get out there. So you just go to MyPillow.com/Clay. You can support the Reawaken America Tour. And I want people to know this. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you can download my newest book. Can you grab that there, Angelina? It's my newest book. It's called The Great Reset versus it's The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can download this book 100% free today at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can watch the documentary, which you're in. You can download the documentary for free tonight by going to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the Watch the Reawaken America documentary. You can watch it. Then again, Joey, just I hate to call you out, but have you bought your Christmas presents yet?
I have not.
It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. How have you not possibly purchased your Christmas presents yet?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's make sure we're learning at home here. If we want to support Mike Lindell, the Reawaken America Tour, and the fight against election fraud, Joey, where do we go?
mypillow.com/clay.
Yeah, /clay, and then we get a discount. And Angelina, have you got your Christmas presents yet?
No, I don't have any money.
Don't let that get in the way, okay? What we got to do is we got to go to mypillow.com. /clay. That's where you can buy your MyPillow products. Have you seriously not purchased your Christmas present yet?
No.
Joey, have you not got started yet?
I have not.
What are you guys doing? It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month here. So go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one way to support the Reawaken America Tour. Also, you can download the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com, and you can download my new book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. All this is available at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can support Mike Lindell Appreciation Month by going to mypillow.com/clay. And what better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying your friend or family a cat bed? Or moccasins, or a mattress, or do you own any other MyPillow products?
I just have slippers and then the pillows, and then I don't know if the cat beds are from there or not.
You just grab the slippers? Yeah, I'll be starting my Christmas shopping today. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month starting today. Also, folks, people always ask me, they say, how's that lawsuit going with Dominion? Well, what happened is the former head of security for Dominion Strategies, Eric Coomer, he decided to, by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can check this out. But the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, he has decided to sue the Reawaken America Tour because he claims that we have defamed him. And so by sharing the truth about election fraud. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer that ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. So and he lied to police who were wearing a body cam, and they captured it all on video, which I'm going to show to you in just a moment. So again, folks, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, our lawsuit against Eric Coomer, as we defend ourselves against the defamation lawsuit of Eric Coomer, just go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one great way you can help out. I really do appreciate all the help out there, folks. Thanks again.
Wow.
One of the bed and breakfasts, Plum Street Inn or something like that, and took off on foot. I'm going to have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay. I'm going to come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So... you didn't hit a building?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying a guy in blue plaid got out of a truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood.
You are the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it 2 blocks up on the street there? Okay.
So at this point,
4x4 pickup truck.
We're at a fork in the road. This officer can take you to jail.
Okay.
You're under charge of felon misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash. And we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So.
Like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam and he lied to police about what happened. So if you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Lindell, Mike Lindell, and other Patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to mypillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000 video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000%. In the last 12 months, we've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick organization to grow dramatically. The Green Line Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com. Click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see, I mean, literally, I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise. For anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer, we do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow, like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right.
They can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, 1700 per month, to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. And that includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business. But then we actually help you implement those proven systems. And my partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at ThriveTimeShow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at ThriveTimeShow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America Tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program. So I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to ThriveTimeShow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan. All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. He's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? Then you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on this little menu over here, and you click on shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom. You get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book, you can get Fear Unmasked, you can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is, after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets the one, right, Angela? And we fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. So then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. And then where do you go to mail these things? She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx, we're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign them here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here to timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things that are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you. Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book, but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawaken American gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together and let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. and we just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's, you know, there's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. Treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver.
It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise.
Don't wait.